Dr. Illingworth, rising. "Our point is that such a collection might have been made in other places than a prehistoric plateau."
Applause.
Professor Challenger. "No doubt, sir, we have to bow to your scientific authority, although I must admit that the name is unfamiliar. Passing, then, both the photographs and the entomological collection, I come to the varied and accurate information which we bring with us upon points which have never before been elucidated. For example, upon the domestic habits of the pterodactyl."
A voice.
"Bosh!"
And uproar.
"I say that upon the domestic habits of the pterodactyl, we can throw a flood of light. I can exhibit to you from my portfolio a picture of that creature taken from life, which would convince you."
Dr. Illingworth.
"No picture could convince us of anything."
Professor Challenger.
"You would require to see the thing itself?"
Dr. Illingworth.
"Undoubtedly."
Professor Challenger.
"And you would accept that?"
Dr. Illingworth, laughing.
"Beyond a doubt!"